The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Read from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand, led him outside the village, putting spittle on his eyes. He laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." And he laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." The Gospel of the Lord. About 5 years ago, one of the most well-known Catholic priests, writers, TV host died. His name was Father Benedict Rochelle, a very good priest. He tells this story, which I'd like to relate to the reading we have from St. James. We're going to be reading the whole letter of St. James in the next couple of days. And it's this. There was a family man, a father that was heading to work. And on the work, there was traffic, a traffic jam. So he arrives at work late and he's frustrated. The secretary arrives late, spills coffee on his documents. But he's coming back from work, more traffic. When he enters the house, he's got a son and daughter, and the son has grabbed the hair of his sister and pounding the head of the sister against the wall. He explodes and says to the boy, "Get in your room. It would be better if you were never even born." So he rushes the boy into his room. His wife comes out and she says, "I've been putting up with the kids the whole afternoon." And he barks at her. And then the four of them sit down to have dinner in silence. Rochelle says that that boy will probably not forget what happened for 50 years. 50 years. And the message is this. We've got to be careful with the way we speak. Very careful. Our words do leave an impression on people, for good or for bad. St. James says we should be slow to speak and quick to listen. St. Thomas Aquinas makes this observation. He knows that we have two ears, but one mouth. I wonder why. All of you look like you have two ears. I think so. And we got one mouth. So that we should listen first and then speak. Very important, this the letter of St. James. I'll tell you one more story, and then I'll give what I think is the solution. One of my favorite saints is St. John Bosco. I really love St. John Bosco. I have some of his portraits actually in my confessional. He actually wanted to be he wanted people to photograph him because he knew that he would have his spiritual sons, the Salesians, afterward. He wasn't because of pride. John Bosco had a photographic memory. Do you know what that is? I think some of you have a photographic memory, but it hasn't been developed yet, right? No pun intended, huh? When he was about your age, maybe 7 or 8 years old, there was a man that told an ugly story. Ugly story. When he was a priest, already for many, many years, he said that he could not erase that story from his memory. 50 years later. I don't agree with Sigmund Freud on everything. I don't. And I don't have a PhD in psychology, but we study, as priests we have to study a little bit of everything. One thing I agree with him is this. We have, and this is Ignatian, we have a conscious life, but we have a subconscious life. You know what that means? Everything that happens remains, at least in the archives of our subconscious life. So we should do all we possibly can to transmit to people only that which is good, noble and beautiful, as Aristotle says, okay? Only the good, the noble, the beautiful. With your permission, one more story of John Bosco. Read the Lives of the Saints. When he was a priest, he had a nickname in Spanish, Don Busco. Don Busco. Buscar dinero. So he had to beg for money for his enterprises, for his congregation, for his oratory, because he had a lot of oratory and a lot of debts. So he visited this one home, this really rich lady. You'd call her today a multi-millionaire. And he knew the son of this woman. The son was a really good young man. Intelligent, prayerful, pious. And Bosco thought he might have a vocation to the priesthood. So he told the mother, your son might be called to become a priest. She said, I prefer him dead rather than becoming a priest. There was a long silence, and Bosco said, may it become as according to your will. A week later, the boy started to get really sick. And she begged John Bosco to come to the house. To retract that, he said, may it be according to your will. And he died. He died. Gotta be careful. Gotta be very careful. Think before you speak. Jesus says, every word that comes out of our mouth, we're going to be judged on that. That's scary, isn't it? Every time you open up your mouth, your guardian angel is placing the tape recorder. So that when you die, not only are you going to see your life, you're going to hear every word that ever came out of your mouth. Hello? It's a good warning. It's a good warning. But I'd like to end on a positive note. Look at the apostles. Someone could write a really good book on the apostles pre-Pentecost and post-Pentecost. Pre-Pentecost, as we say in New York, I'll give you a New York proverb if you like. Open up mouth, insert foot. It's a very New York expression if you like New York proverbs. The apostles, they would open up their mouth and they would stick their foot in their mouth. Peter, so impetuous, so impulsive, no? How were they changed? A 9-day novena, well that's redundant, isn't it? A novena in which they prayed, they fasted, and the Holy Spirit came down upon them. After that, they were radically transformed. Peter denied that Jesus was the Savior one day. After that novena, he gives a homily. He converts 5,000 people in one homily. Not a bad homily, huh? Then he preaches another homily. Thousands of people are converted by this guy who couldn't even say that Jesus was the Lord. That came about because he had a radical Pentecost experience, the coming of the Holy Spirit of God. Is the Holy Spirit getting weaker as time goes by? The Holy Spirit is becoming weaker, right? Is that true? Is he? Is he just powerful today as he was 2,000 years ago? So the key for us to be able to communicate well, we have to have a Pentecost experience with the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let's beg for that today. Amen.